God does not want us to confess our sins so that we will grovel before him. As a matter of fact, the hymn that Jerick just played came out of the Welsh Revival, a beautiful moving of God's Spirit. Here is love vast as the ocean. You may recognize the melody to that hymn. God wants us to become sons and daughters who live. The Danish philosopher and believer Soren Kierkegaard once prayed, "And now, Lord, with your help, I shall become myself." I love that, because what God does is restore creation, restore us to what we were meant to be. With our Creator's love and forgiveness at work within us through his Spirit, all things are possible for us. That's why Jesus uses the phrase born again. And remember, he does so emphatically. You must be born again, he says in John 3:7. And so we can come to our passage today, and it's helpful to remember that when Jesus says, make every effort to enter by the narrow way, it means that the way is open. Make every effort to enter by the narrow way. But there's more. In John 9:10, Jesus said, I am the way. I am the door. And that's a narrow door that he's referring to. But what he is pointing to is himself. Come to me. You and I can get through. You and I can receive the free gift of God's grace to us. Entirely through Jesus. But of course, the question is, how badly do we want it? Remember that word again, agonizomai. Make every effort. This requires our all. We have to want it badly. It costs us everything. But in the end, it's all grace. The fact that we want it is indicative that God is at work within us to prompt us to walk this road. It's just that he must be first. Anything less is to have ourselves at the center. And so often, of course, as we struggle with the old sin nature, you and I will stumble and fall in that place. And this brings us back to Jesus again and again, recognizing it is through him alone that you and I get through. The brilliant British poet and hymn writer William Cowper expressed this when he wrote about his own struggle to walk with God. And notice as I read this, how he struggles with, and I love the way he puts it, idols in his life. And an idol can be anything that gets in the way of our walk with God, of our desire to follow him. And notice where and how Cowper ultimately finds peace. Here it is. Oh, for a closer walk with God, a calm and heavenly frame, a light to shine upon the road that leads me to the Lamb. Where is the blessedness I knew when first I saw the Lord? Where is the soul-refreshing view of Jesus and his word? What peaceful hours I once enjoyed. How sweet their memory still, but they have left an aching void the world can never fill. Return, O holy dove, return, sweet messenger of rest. I hate the sins that made thee mourn and drove thee from my breast. The dearest idol I have known, whate'er that idol be, help me to tear it from thy throne and worship only thee. So shall my walk be close with God, calm and serene my frame, so pure light shall mark the road that leads me to the Lamb. So herein, in Cowper's words, you see the struggle of someone who knows what it's like to come to Jesus and knows there's nothing better. who knows his mercy and grace and kindness to him, and is messed up and stumbled and fallen again, and is trying to get back to that place where he was before. He realizes that he has grieved the Holy Spirit in what he has done. And so he prays for God's Spirit to fill him again, to give him the cleansing within that he needs to walk with him faithfully. And he puts his eyes on Jesus again. He puts his eyes where they need to be, and asks for purer light to follow him. So when Jesus tells us to strive to enter by the narrow way, it's actually a word that sets us free, that brings us to peace increasingly. Even as you and I struggle with our own sin nature, our old sin nature. But it's like that path I walked as a boy. As you make it through, you know it comes out to the beach. And no matter how difficult it may be to walk, man, you want to get there. And this is very different from, I want a little peace of mind in my life. So when I want that peace of mind, I'll just come to you, Jesus. It's actually, no, Lord, I want your life. I want the life only you can give. That means I know somehow I have to die to myself. I know that's what you call me to do, and I can't do that unless you help me. But yes, yes. Think of Jesus' words here. We ate and drank with you, and you taught in our streets. Notice where the emphasis is there. Our streets. We ate and drank with you. Our emphasis instead must be, Jesus, I want to follow you, your way. I want you more than anything else. I want the new beginning and the freedom you alone can offer. I want your narrow way. I want you. And as we walk that path, narrow as it is, peace comes as a result. I think that's another reason why Jesus says, make every effort to enter by the narrow way, because it is worth it. It's absolutely worth it. Remember, Jesus talked about the pearl of great price. Jesus talked about the treasure hidden in a field. In every instance, it was something that was worth giving up everything to follow him. It's worth it because he is worth it. Do we have what it takes in ourselves to walk this path? Absolutely not. It is by grace alone we are saved. But again, oh, how badly do we want it? Where is our focus as we live? I don't know about you, but I know that's the challenge that I face all the time. You know, so often I want God to bless me. I get into a hurry with the day instead of saying, Lord, I'm yours. Help me to be your servant today. Where do you want to go today? What do you want me to do today? I'm yours. Your way, your path. But the beautiful truth of this is that as we take that step, there is love that meets us. And even if we don't want to take that step, there is love that is faithful to bring us to Himself. Love because He came for us when we didn't love Him. I'm hearing all kinds of birds in the background, and I'm glad it's a hawk and not a vulture. But then again, a vulture would be a great sermon illustration. Because that's the reality that we live in, right? We're mortal. And we have a Savior who knows what it is to be mortal. And who is also the eternal God. And He came for us to give Himself for us, that even we who struggle can make it through the narrow way. Our part is just to run to Him. Every day, turn to Him the narrow way. The scariest part about this passage to me is, I never knew you. Our part is to say, yes, Lord, I want to know you. I want to know you more and more. This isn't just about, oh, I want God to bless me. The greatest blessing I can have is knowing Him. Nothing matters more than that. And remember that within these words, as difficult as they are, is an invitation. And what He's saying in this invitation is, make every effort to come. You don't want to miss it. His hand is held out to us. He stands right on the path and beckons for us to come. And in the end, it's worth it. And along the way, it's worth it. Because He is worth it. May we pray. Lord, You are the way and the truth and the life. You are the way to the Father. We ask Your forgiveness for making faith about just having You bless us as we go through our lives on our own way. You are the way. If there is anyone in the sound of my voice this morning who has felt, I've made it all about me, Lord, help me to follow You. And you want to ask for His forgiveness to do that. Oh, know that He longs to meet you right in that place on the path and to lead you from there. Because He is so good. He loved us before we ever loved Him. If you've stumbled and fallen along the path, He will lift you up. Lord, thank You that it is by Your mercy alone that we get through, but thank You that You bring us through. Our beautiful Savior, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Oh, thank You for Your love for us. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.